Hallelujah. This is another glorious day, another beautiful day in the presence of the Almighty. We thank God for giving us life. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His loving kindness. We thank God for the finger of God in operation in our lives. We thank God because He is the Almighty God, and He has no one that can be equated like Him. You cannot equate anyone with Him. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. This God is mighty. This God is great. This God is superb. Is it greater than the greatest, the higher than the highest? The Almighty God is incomprehensible. The King of glory. Bless His name and worship Him. Today, the 17th day of the month of August, year 2021. You just need to bless His name, adore Him, and glorify Him. Lord, we thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your wonders. We thank You for making it possible for us to see another day like this. We bless Your name. Glory be to Your name. Glory be to Your name. Just say thank you, Jesus, seven times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Begin to appreciate the Lord. Take any songs of praises and that you love and praise God with it. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. For His mercies endure right forever, amen. Oh, for His mercies endure right forever, amen. For His mercies endure right forever, amen. Lord, You are so good. Lord, You are kind. Lord, You are wonderful. My God, You are excellent. Excellent is Your name. Hallelujah. Excellent is Thy power. Lord, You are wonderful. My God, You are excellent. Hallelujah. Father, this is wonderful. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your loving kindness. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Midnight Prophetic Prayers. This program comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And we bless God for everything God has used this program to do. And I know God is going to touch you at the point of your needs. God is going to attend to you. The mercy of God will come upon your family. The mercy of God will rest upon you. There will be solution in your life. There will be solution in your family. There will be solution around you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to just get ready because we are going to have some section of prayers. We are going to have some section. We share the word of God together. We are going to have some section of prophetic utterances. And we are going to have some section with you. We are going to pray on the oil and pray on either oil or water, whatever you have as a point of contact or as a symbol of your a symbol to represent. Instrument of faith. We just go into that one and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want you to get yourself ready. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. I pray that God will use this program to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. There are seven prayer points we need to pray. And I want you to pray this prayer very, very well. Even if you don't understand the meaning of the prayer, just pray it. You'll be able to understand the meaning when you listen to it very, very well. There is a power called the power of Herod. The power of Herod is the power that kills at infancy. I want you to pray this prayer very well. Say, Herod power, on assignment against my prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus. Herod power, on assignment against my prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus. Herod power, on assignment against my prophetic destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy into the life of someone as we are joining us today. Within the next 7 days, the Almighty God will do uncommon thing in your life that will make you to know that God answered it by fire. You are going to pray this prayer. Pray this one very well. I want somebody to shout with fire. Say, every internal strong man aborting my joy. In the name of Jesus. Every internal strong man aborting my joy. In the name of Jesus. Every internal strong man aborting my joy. In the name of Jesus, every internal strong man aborting my joy. In the name of Jesus, every internal strong man aborting my joy.
in the name of Jesus. Every internal strong man aborting my joy. In the name of Jesus. Every internal strong man aborting my joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this one louder. Say, any power using the faces of those I know to steal from me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the faces of those I know to steal from me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the faces of those I know to steal from me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the faces of those I know to steal from me in the dream. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil altar erected in this environment to oppress me in the night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected in this environment to oppress me in the night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected in this environment to oppress me in the night, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. I want you to shout this prayer louder. Every covenant meeting going on now against me and my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting going on now against me and my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting going on now against me and my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting going on now against me and my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting going on now against me and my family, cast fire in Jesus' name we pray. Any power assigned to waste my life, waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to waste my life, waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to waste my life, waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to waste my life, waste yourself in Jesus' name. Pray. Pray this next one very well. Say, any power appearing in form of snake to attack me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power appearing like snake to attack me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power appearing in form of snake to attack me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power appearing in form of snake to attack me in the dream. In Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody that needs to repeat this prayer very well. This next one, I'll pray very well. Any power appearing in form of dogs to attack me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power appearing in form of dogs to attack me in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any power appearing in form of dogs to attack me in the dream. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody should pray this prayer also more. The next one should be prayed aggressively. Every agent of marine witchcraft on assignment to bury my glory. In the name of Jesus. Every agent of marine witchcraft on assignment to bury my glory. In the name of Jesus. Every agent of marine witchcraft on assignment to bury my glory. In the name of Jesus. Every agent of marine witchcraft on assignment to bury my glory. In the name of Jesus. Every agent of marine witchcraft on assignment to bury my glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let me give you an answer. Any good thing stolen from my life in the dream, I recover it by fire in the name of Jesus. Any good thing stolen from my life in the dream, I recover it by fire in the name of Jesus. Any good thing stolen from my life in the dream, I recover it by fire. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Few days ago, I was talking about the evil family pattern. The evil family pattern. And I try as much as possible to explain it a little, at least for the sake of the broadcast. You know, and I thank God because many people understood what I said. I've received a lot of phone call, and I thank God for as many who were able to send information across to us also. I'm sorry for those who call that I can't carry their call because most of the time I will be one program or the other attending to cases, and you know, most of the call coming to us, I may not be able to carry it. So that's why I always solicit for sending a text to me or sending a WhatsApp. So
I'll go back and take my time to read it and then probably call you or send to you a reply. I thank God for all these people who have been, you know, sharing with us a lot of things that God has used this program to do. And especially when we started this topic on the evil family pattern, you know, why I decided to take time is because this is virtually what is affecting everybody. You know, it's everybody that is involved. You, except you are not born by a woman. If you are born by a woman conceived you, a woman, you know, delivered you, and you stay 9 months in the womb of a woman. You came from a family. Definitely, there's no way you can be free except if God helped you. You came from a family that your father had to be a godly person, somebody who is righteous, and your grandfather happened to be a righteous fellow. Your grandfather also has to be a righteous fellow, whether they are like nothing like that. But it's very uncommon in Africa because most of our fathers are native doctors, most of our fathers are masquerade carrier, most of our fathers are, you know, marine priests, most of our fathers are mothers, and you know them, you know more than what I'm saying now. So this has brought us into this battle, this has brought us into this contention and bondage. But at the same time, God also knew this one right from the beginning, and he allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for us so that through his death, we can be free. You know, the Bible says he has redeemed us from the curse of law. That is Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. If you take your time to read that place very well, two verses 13 and 14, they are pregnant of a lot of meaning. You know, the Bible says he has redeemed us from the curse of law. He has been made a curse for us. You know, it's like he knows that there is a curse in our family. But he has become that curse for us because anyone that is hung on the tree is cursed. So that when he has become a curse for us, the blessing that, you know, we are entitled to can come unto us and we can enjoy abundant life. So that provision has been made by Jesus Christ. We are just going to use that provision in actualizing what we need into our lives. You know, that is just what we need to do. And I thank God because many of you could get what I'm trying to explain, and this has really helped us. You know, in a family, we have different things going on. There are a lot of things that I've seen, that we have witnessed, that we have heard, that we have listened to about the pattern in the family. And many people ask questions, why do we have this evil pattern in this family? Why do we have this negative pattern in this family? If you have listened to my broadcast since about 4 days ago, you understand why. You understand that this always comes into a family if there is what we call generational curse. Generational curse is like uncleansed iniquity. Iniquity that is not cleansed, that increases in strength from one generation to the next generation, affecting the members of that family and all those who come into relationship with that family. Now understand, all those who come into relationship with that family, meaning also that it can affect somebody who marry from that family. So that is how generational curse flow. You know, it can affect those who marry from a family that are already inside the generational curse. You know, a curse that has been issued against that family. A curse, so there's family that a curse of you will not have a child, a curse that no male children will cry here, a curse that no one will get settled in marriage here. In marriage here, everybody will have to have trouble in marriage, a curse that no female children will marry on time, a curse that there will be 3 or 4 insanity person in this family. Different causes that have been issued against a family because our great-grandfather sometimes they have entered into something that have brought this curse into our lives. And we are born now into that family, automatically that become a portion that we inherited. And then whosoever marry us also, we also share from it. Why? Because when you get married, you enter into a bond together. And when there is when sex take place in marriage, it's copulated you together. It's like brought you together and make you one. So whatever the first person suffer, the second person also begin to have it, a trace in his life. And that is why you see us now, we give birth to a child, and some of our children will resemble somebody that, you know, that your grandmother whatsoever, who the grandmother that even this child does not know, Even you yourself, you may not even know the grandmother. So these are things that it wired in different ways. So our life is spiritual. We are controlled by spiritual forces. We are our well-being is also controlled by spiritual forces. So when there is a curse in the family and it has been moving from one generation to the other, it will cause what we call evil family pattern, a pattern of constant failure, a pattern of untimely death, a suicidal tendency pattern, a pattern of premature death, a pattern that people there have high level of anger, a pattern where we have high level of accident recording in that family, a pattern where people are emotionally unbalanced, a pattern where people are sexually loose, a pattern of illness, a pattern of chronic illness, repeated cold, long-time health problems, a pattern of mental illness, a pattern of personality misbehavior, different manipulation, addictions in a family. That is why you see a lot of things happening today. And many people could not even find a way out to, because this is a pattern that have been laid down for you in the family, you know. And that very pattern will always twist anyone that come into that family. You know, a small child born to that family today will just find himself being twisted and is walking towards the evil that has been there in that family. That is why the Bible says, thou shall not bow down to any idol or serve them, because this will make a curse to be in the family. Thou shall not bow down or serve them, for I, the Lord, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children to third and fourth generation. So serving an idol will bring a curse. You know, maltreatment of the widow will bring a curse. Maltreatment of a pregnant woman will bring a curse. When a pregnant woman that's about to give birth issue a curse on a family, it will stick. You know, deflowering a young lady will bring a curse. Raping a lady will bring a curse. Deceiving somebody, that will bring a curse. Destroying somebody will bring a curse. You keep somebody, you hide it, to bring a curse. And these curses will be working now. You will just be finding out that your children and children of bunk will not escape from it. This will bring a curse. You know, you pregnated a lady, you deceive her and say, no, you are not the one, to bring a curse. You carry the son of somebody to another man, to bring a curse. You took your sister out into the bush and you are sleeping with your sister, it will bring a curse. You are have friendly with your mother, it will bring a curse. When a son is friendly with a mother private, it will bring a curse. These are things that will bring curses in the family. There are many, many of them that I may not have time in this broadcast to tell you what always bring these curses. Definitely, idol worship is like a chief of the thing. It will bring a curse. You know, all witchcraft will bring a curse in the family. Anything that is not in line with God, anything that violates the covenant of God, will bring a curse in the family. And this curse is, if you don't deal with it, it will just be flowing like that, you know, because it will make it like that, and everybody will be, look at Gehazi. Gehazi was a servant of Elisha, and Elisha, healed Naaman, and Gehazi pursued Naaman. In 2 Kings chapter 5, Gehazi pursued Naaman and collected the gift. And Elisha asked him, where did you go? He said, I didn't go anywhere. I said, my eyes follow you when you pursue Naaman. And they said immediately that the leprosy of Naaman shall come upon you. If you read the Bible very well, it says it shall come upon not only you, it shall come upon your generation. Meaning that if Gehazi died, generation after him will suffer leprosy. They will just see themselves having leprosy. You know, they will just see a chain of leprosy, chain of men who are lepers in that family. You know, and they will not be able to know it, because a curse has been issued, except they can trace it back to the cause of that curse, and they repent on behalf of their fathers, and it will go. One major ways to really deal very well with a generational curse and the evil pattern in a family is by tracing it to the root, praying to know it. Then you stand in gap of your ancestor, repent on behalf of your ancestor, and ask for forgiveness,
and pray blessing into your life and cast away the demon that is monitoring the effect of that particular cause. That is what in deliverance we call it identificational repentance. You identify with your family and you repent on behalf of that family. So that is, you repent on behalf of those where you didn't even know them. You are your great-grandfather, you didn't know, but somebody told you that your great-grandfather was a priest in your village and very wicked. So therefore now, the wickedness of that your great-grandfather is what everybody is suffering. And wickedness will bring a curse. But you can stand, if you don't want that curse or that pattern to follow your family, you can stand on behalf of your great-grandfather, repent of his wickedness, and there ask for forgiveness and pray that God should deliver you from that wickedness and deliver your family from the consequence of the wickedness, and then you are free. That is what we call identificational repentance. You identify with your great-grandfather and you repent on behalf of them. Why? You are able to do this because by spiritual law, you are from that lineage. You understand? And whatever flows spiritually also touches you. Therefore, it means that you can stand in gap for anyone from that lineage. So that is what it means. It's a very deep area that we need to take our time and work on it ourselves. Many of us are not taking time to work on this, and we are running from pillar to post, and that is why things never change. But I believe that God is going to attend to us in Jesus' name. If there's any evil pattern in your family, it shall stop. If there's a generational curse in your family, it shall be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get ready as we pray now. I want you to begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, show mercy on me. Tell the Lord, please show mercy. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. I need your mercy. Come unto me, Lord. Deliver me from family weaknesses. Deliver me from family hereditary traits. Deliver me from all these things that, they're pushing me into evil. Lord, help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now get ready as we are going to pray. But before we pray, get a bottle of oil ready. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. If you don't have any one of them, fine, you are okay. It's not really a compulsory thing, but you have them, no problem. If you don't have them, just let's pray. I'm going to pray on them. Father, in the name of Jesus, this bottle of oil and the bottle of water, let it be anointed by your power. Let the yoke-breaking power enter into them. Let the anointing that dismantle the work of darkness enter into them. Let the anointing that destroy the evil pattern enter into them. Let the anointing that destroy curses in the family enter into them. Let the blood of Jesus flow into this oil and this water. In Jesus' name we pray. This instrument now become powerful instrument in your hand. As you begin to use them from now, any disease in your body, sickness in your body shall disappear. Because the power of Holy Ghost is entering into this one now. And the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary is moving into it. And the power of God will always make this instrument a symbolic of power in your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Get ready as we pray. Now, I want you to drink a little from the water or the oil you have, and we are going to pray. This prayer we are going to pray now, I want you to concentrate and pray. There are seven in number, but I want you to pray them very well. You need to pray them very, very well. Get ready as we pray now. Let your voice be very strong. Open your mouth and say like this. Say, iniquity in my blood that is affecting my children. Iniquity in my blood that is affecting my children. In the name of Jesus. Iniquity in my blood that is affecting my children. In the name of Jesus. Iniquity in my blood that is affecting my children. In the name of Jesus. Iniquity in my blood that is affecting my children. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, iniquity in my bloodline that is affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, iniquity in my bloodline that's affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, iniquity in my bloodline that's affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, iniquity in my bloodline that's affecting my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every curse working against my family, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my family, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my family, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my family, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, dedication to marine power affecting my family, break in the name of Jesus. Dedication to marine power affecting my family, break in the name of Jesus. Dedication to marine power affecting my family, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this one very well. Say, I do power. Aha. Controlling my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. I do power. Controlling my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. I do power. Controlling my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. I do power. Controlling my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. I do power. Controlling my destiny. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, the wickedness of my father's house affecting my destiny negatively. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of my father's house affecting my destiny negatively. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of my father's house affecting my life negatively. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of my father's house affecting my life negatively. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, battle from the family I married from that is affecting my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Battle from the family I married from that is affecting my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Battles from the family I married from that is affecting my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Battles from the family I married from that is affecting my life. Yeah, in Jesus. Stay evil yoke from the family I married from that is affecting my life. Break in the name of Jesus, evil yoke from the family I married from that's affecting my life. Break in the name of Jesus, evil yoke from the family I married from that's affecting my life. Break in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, generational bondage in the family I married from that's affecting my life. Break in the name of Jesus, generational bondage in the family I married from that's affecting my life. Break in the name of Jesus, generational bondage in the family I married from that's affecting my life. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Say, my destiny, receive deliverance from foundational strong man in the name of Jesus. My destiny, receive deliverance from foundational strong man in the name of Jesus. My destiny, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Say, the tree of infirmity in my blood be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. The tree of infirmity in my blood be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. The tree of infirmity in my blood be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach area. Say the same thing. The tree of infirmity in my blood be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. The tree of infirmity in my blood be uprooted by fire, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Somebody's getting a raw deliverance now. Anoint your hand. Say, bondage of debt in my hands, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of debt in my hand, break, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of debt in my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of debt in my hand, break in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs and say, chain of slavery binding my legs, break in the name of Jesus. Chains of slavery binding my legs, break, break in the name of Jesus. Chains of slavery binding my legs, break in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Yes, I command a total release on this family in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a family that is experiencing chronic poverty. I command a total release on your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Bring out your request. Heavenly Father, we table this request before you. Answer us by fire. Touch all these requests. Let them become testimony. Let this request receive your favor. In Jesus' name we pray. As many that are connected to us online here, and you know that there are evil family patterns in your family, I command a pattern because of Jesus that died on the cross of Calvary. I command a pattern to be broken in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God will deliver you. Today, those who are crying looking for the fruit of the womb shall be blessed with twins and triplets. Those who are crying that, my children are supposed to have married. Why are they still in bondage? I command the pattern of evil in their life to be broken. And the chain that binds them shall be broken. Every dedication in their root shall be destroyed. The spirit husband that have married them shall let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every property that you're supposed to have sold, and there's embargo on this property, I command the property to be released now. Aha! Let that property be released from this captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. Businesses that are down, which shall come up in the name of Jesus Christ. This week shall be a week of favor It shall be a week of grace. It shall be a week of divine encounter in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to the life of people here. Now get ready now. As I begin to speak, now I begin to come to pass immediately. I speak to the life of that brother. Hear the word of the Lord. The affliction your father suffer, you will never suffer it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to the life of that other person. Hear the word of the Lord. You are going through a lot now. But the Lord said that he will tell you the next 3 months, everything shall freeze to us. You will never see anything again. There's somebody here now that you have suffered so much from your father because your father defiled you. Your father was the one that disparaging you, and he started messing you up sexually, and you are down. In fact, you cannot even talk to anyone. But today, I command you to be released from that captivity in the name of Jesus. Aha, release that sister, release in the name of Jesus. That sister, don't cry again. That I can see you, but I pray for you right now. The Holy Ghost is coming upon you, the power of God is coming upon you. The bondage your father has brought you in, the blood that your father submitted to the court, the blood your father submitted to their secret society. I withdraw the blood right now, and I command anything that have been stolen from your life now in the name of Jesus. Recover them. Recover your glory in the name of Jesus. I say, recover your glory. Recover. Thank you, Father. May the mercy of God remain with us. May the glory of God ride deep over our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere they hear this broadcast, there will be testimony. There will be mighty move of God's power. There will be healing. There will be deliverance. The hand of God shall release upon them. There will be promotion. There will be uncommon testimony. There will be financial explosion. There will be financial overflow. God shall bless everyone as they listen to this broadcast. God shall move the family. God shall move the individual forward. There will be promotion, uncommon favor upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. In case you want to pass information across to me, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you so real good. Enjoy yourself. And I decree that today shall be a day of peace. Claim all the blessing today, and you shall enjoy it. In Jesus' name.